Answers Magazine, Volume 13.2, page 31. Science in Perspective. Quick takes. A good head on your shoulders. Sergio Canavero intends to perform the first human head transplant, or to be more accurate, the first body transplant, soon. He even has a volunteer, a man paralyzed with a degenerative muscular disease. Neurosurgeons decry Canavero's plans as unethical and completely beyond the capabilities of current technology. They cite many problems, including the difficulty of reconnecting a severed spinal cord, something that has never been accomplished. They also cite his history as a self-promoter and the fact that he has published very little peer-reviewed research to back up his claims that the surgery is feasible. In response, Canavero, who practiced neurosurgery at the University Hospital Turin for 22 years before leaving in 2015, claims that great medical progress has always met resistance and criticism. One thing is clear. Canavero does not include God in his thinking. In fact, he charges God, in the guise of nature, with genocide. For too long, nature has dictated her rules to us. For millions of years, humans have evolved, and 100 billion humans have died. That's genocide on a mass scale. We have entered an age where we will take our destiny back in our hands. It will change everything. Christians recoil from such breathtaking hubris. But if he succeeds, wouldn't the ability to give a paralyzed person a healthy body be a good thing? While it is true that our conscious soul lives on after the body dies, God's word teaches that he made us integral with our bodies. Even our body's gender is part of our God-given identity. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. In a time of rapidly accelerating medical advances, the world needs to hear a coherent biblical perspective from Christians. When medical advances build upon a conscious rejection of God's sovereignty and a prideful desire to take our destiny back in our own hands, Christians need to speak up.
Our BFF just keeps getting better. Your dog can read your mind. Well, not literally, but two recent studies confirm the close emotional links dogs have with humans. The first showed that dogs can smell fear. That's a common assertion. But the study proved that when dogs smell sweat from a human who is afraid, they seek reassurance from their owners and are less open to strangers. When they smell sweat from a happy human, they exhibit happiness themselves. The second study showed that dogs' faces are more expressive when humans are looking at them. This sensitivity to human emotion and attention points to a creator who knew how domesticated dogs would benefit humanity.
Hearing without ears. Oysters don't have ears, but they can hear. They use an organ called a statocyst to detect vibration and motion, and a recent study shows they also respond to sound. Researchers think this ability may help oysters detect the currents caused by passing predators or the inrush of tidal water bringing food. This discovery not only reveals God's creative design, it also emphasizes our responsibility as stewards over creation. Marine biologists have long been concerned about the harmful effects of human noise on ocean creatures. Now we're learning that our careless activities may adversely affect not only complex creatures like whales and dolphins, but even simple animals like oysters. Cats and continents. DNA sequencing reveals that saber-toothed cats from North America and Europe belong to the same species. Two of the three Homotherium specimens tested came from North America and one came from Europe. They all have dates associated with the Ice Age, which occurred shortly after Noah's flood. Biologists would normally expect cats that crossed an ocean and spread over two continents to diversify into different species, especially in the evolutionary time frame. A more reasonable explanation for this similarity is that the cats came from the same stock around 4,350 years ago, as the cat kind spread from Noah's Ark in obedience to God's command to fill the earth. They arrived in both Europe and North America nearly simultaneously, before enough generations passed for significant differences to develop.
Poplars eat poison. A bacterium that occurs naturally in some poplar species thrives on the toxic industrial waste, TCE. Researchers boosted the bacteria in black poplars and found the trees purify contaminated soil as they grow, converting TCE into harmless chemicals. God made his creation resilient, and good stewardship of our God-given natural resources may someday turn toxic waste dumps into parks. Viruses keep you healthy. Your body contains more than 150 trillion viruses and absorbs about 30 billion viruses a day. That's what a recent study suggests. Feeling sick yet? Actually, the viruses we absorb are bacteriophages, bacteria eaters, and they're the most abundant type of virus in the human body. So there's no need to panic. Instead of making us sick, phages control the bacteria population in our bodies. Mounting evidence suggests that they protect beneficial bacteria from being destroyed by our immune system, and they stick to mucus and help it protect cells from bacterial attack. Researcher Jeremy Barr of Monash University, Australia, writing in MBio, suggests that these phages provide a whole protection system, a phagome, inside the body. It looks like they even interact with the immune system to keep it from attacking healthy tissue and to alert it to incoming pathogens. Some autoimmune diseases, such as type 1 diabetes and inflammatory bowel disease, may result from deficiencies in this phagome. Very few studies have been conducted on what phages do in our bodies, so our knowledge is in its infancy. But researchers see promise for the new treatments from phages in the future. Evolutionists have too long assumed that organisms arose in a competitive, violent world, so they aren't looking for signs of designed cooperation. When it comes to viruses, even creation scientists have long puzzled over what role they had before Adam's sin brought disease into God's perfect world. The existence of a phagome may be an exciting clue as a community of organisms work together to sustain life. Only after the fall did some take on harmful roles.
Created to be inhabited. The more astronomers discover, the more evidence they seem to find that the Earth occupies a special place in the universe. Perhaps that's because God created our part of the universe, especially for humans to inhabit. Unique Galaxy, an article in New Scientist, October 28, 2017, describes several discoveries that indicate our galaxy is unique in important ways. The Milky Way is surrounded by fewer large satellite galaxies than other galaxies are. Also, the distribution and level of stellar activity in those nearby galaxies are at odds with mathematical models of galactic evolution over billions of years. Unique Solar System, a study of 37 stars with exoplanets, has revealed that all the planets in each system have similar diameters and masses. Either they are gas giants or smaller rocky planets. Our solar system, which contains a wide variety of planets, is a notable exception to this rule. Unique Planet. The search for life around other stars has focused on the Goldilocks zone, a zone around a star where liquid water can exist on a planet's surface. In a November 2017 astronomy conference, researchers admitted that liquid water alone is not nearly enough to support life, so they need to come up with more complicated criteria, including land and water, tectonic activity, and a magnetic field, just for starters. So far, Earth is the only planet known to have all these features.